Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. According to a social media post from the Village of Sebring Police Department, a graveside planter was taken sometime between Sunday evening and Monday evening from the Lutheran Church Cemetery on Bay Street. The planter has been placed at the grave of Gary Hodder, a Sebring native who was killed while serving in Vietnam in 1972 at the age of 20. Police say the grave's location near the roadway may have made the theft easier to carry out. The department is asking anyone who may have information about the missing planter to come forward. In a positive development, police later reported that a community member who learned of the theft donated a replacement plant to honor Hodder's memory. The replacement was delivered to the department shortly after the original post was shared. Officials are continuing to encourage residents to remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice in military service. In a profession often measured by statistics and reports, Chief Steve Repke believes some of the most important works happen through relationships. Nowhere is that philosophy more evident than in the Sebring Police Department's canine program, where a team of remarkable dogs has become not only known for protecting the community, but also for touching the lives of the people they serve. Chief Repke, modest as he is a certified tactical canine trainer, amongst other things. He credits his mentor for helping him to understand and read his dogs and to trust that they are doing their job even when he thinks otherwise. For Repke, the department's canine unit's far more than a law enforcement tool. It's a bridge between officers and residents, a resource for schools, and a source of comfort during difficult situations. Leading the team is Apollo. He's a canine, a German Shepherd, born on October 25, 2018, and handled by Chief Repke himself. Trained with a focus on tracking and trailing, Apollo has earned a reputation for his determination and instincts in the field. One of the most memorable examples came during a search for a missing child in a heavily wooded area last year. As officers followed what appeared to be the most likely route, Apollo ignored the obvious path and instead followed a narrow deer trail through thick brush. Trusting the dog's instincts paid off when Apollo led searchers directly to the missing girl who was hidden beneath a falling root structure. The successful rescue reinforced the lesson Repke often shares, trust the dog. Off-duty, however, Apollo reveals a completely different side of his personality. According to information shared by the department, Apollo's favorite toy is a stuffed hedgehog. His favorite song is Bad Boys from the television show Cops, and he has earned the name Rockstar as a nickname. His life advice? Don't eat the yellow snow. Most importantly, Apollo is known as a devoted fellow companion whose favorite role may simply be spending time with people he loves, especially Chief Repke, as he is stuck to him tighter than glue. Alongside Apollo is Zeus, another German Shepherd who specializes in tracking and trailing, born on July 29, 2019. Zeus is also handled by Chief Repke and serves as an important member of the department's operational team. While Zeus is a highly capable working dog, those who know him best appreciate his playful personality. His favorite pastime is Frisbee, and according to the department, his favorite snack is whatever mom happens to be eating. Zeus is known for having a big voice and is not shy about expressing himself when he wants attention. Repke often jokes that while Zeus may be large and powerful canine, he quickly becomes mama's boy once the workday ends. His favorite song is Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne, a fitting choice for a dog known for his enthusiasm and energy. Then there's Blue, perhaps the most recognizable member of the canine team, a rare panda German Shepherd born on July 10, 2022. Blue's distinctive black and white markings make him an instant favorite wherever he goes. handled by Sergeant Drew Goki. Blue serves as school canine resource and has become a familiar face in local schools. His duties include help educating students, maintaining positive presence, assisting schools in detecting tobacco products and vaping devices. Yet Blue's greatest contribution may be the relationships he builds with children. Students eagerly await his visits to the classrooms, hallways, and playgrounds. Through these interactions, Blue helps young people see law enforcement officers as approachable and caring members of the community. The department describes Blue as a dog who starts every morning by spending time with these children, claims no favorite toy because all of them are mine, and possesses the superpower of calming upset students. His favorite song is "Who Let the Dogs Out?" and his favorite quote is simply, "In God we trust, all others we bust." Blue's ability to comfort children was evident during the one beach disturbance where his presence alone helped calm tensions and de-escalate the situation without further incident. Chief Repke has worked diligently to ensure the canine program remains fiscally responsible as well. Blue was acquired through donations and later transferred to his handler for $1. Because the dog is privately owned, expenses such as food and veterinary care are covered by the handler rather than local taxpayers. Considering that trained police dogs can cost tens of thousands of dollars before training expenses are included, the arrangement represents substantial savings for the community. For Repke, however, the true value of the canine program cannot be measured in dollars. It can be found in a child's smile during a school visit. It can be seen when a missing person is located safely. It is reflected in the trust built between law enforcement and the community, one interaction at a time. Apollo, Zeus, and Blue each bring unique talents and personalities to the Sebring Police Department. Apollo's the determined tracker who never quits. Zeus is the energetic trailing specialist with a playful spirit. Blue is the community ambassador whose gentle nature makes him a favorite among students. And together, under Chief Repke's leadership, they have become far more than police dogs. They are partners, protectors, educated, and trusted members of the community. In an area when an agency searches for ways to strengthen relationships with the public, the Sebring Police Department's canine team offers a simple reminder. Sometimes the shortest path to building trust begins with four paws, a wagging tail, and a commitment to serve others. And we'll be back right after this.
Looking for the best local deals without driving all over town? They're just a click away at thumbnet.net. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Sebring Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Deckerville, Harbor Beach, and Sandusky, Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, and Caseville Family Market. Why search store-to-store when the savings can come to you? Find local deals, specials, and promotions at thumbnet.net. Thumbnet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. The U.S. Senate has approved a massive $70 billion funding package aimed at a sweeping immigration crackdown along the southern border. The bill passed after days of intense debate and explicit fractures within party lines over resource allocation and enforcement tactics. The package will fund increased deployment of Border Patrol personnel, enhanced surveillance technology, and expanded detention facilities. However, the legislation has sparked fierce pushback from civil rights groups, while some lawmakers argue the funds are being diverted from long-term humanitarian solutions. And Ukrainian forces have delivered a massive psychological and military blow to Moscow, launching a successful series of long-range strikes against the Kranjansk naval base near St. Petersburg. The strikes deliberately coincided with the closing of the prominent St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, an event the Kremlin historically uses to project economic stability. The attack undercuts Russia's public narrative that its major internal cities are safe from foreign strike capabilities. The strikes have caused secondary fuel and logistics issues, with reports emerging of massive gasoline shortages and multi-mile lines forming at gas stations across occupied territories in nearby Russian regions. And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes. And we'll return right after this for a look at our precision weather forecast with Steve Adamson.
Silly, careless human, you unleashed my power. Just try and stop me. I dare you.
Debris burning is the leading cause of wildfires in Michigan. All it takes is a spark.
Play with me, and you will get burned.
Don't go starting something wild. Burn safely by contacting your local fire department or visiting michigan.gov/burn permit. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.